We're at the Northern Centre for Cancer Care at Newcastle's Freedman Hospital, here with Liz Lough from the Sir Bobby Robson Foundation and Steve Harper, the Hull City goalkeeper. And we've been just looking at some amazing kit here. Liz, why don't you tell us what we've been doing today?
We're here today to see a stereotactic radiotherapy unit at the Northern Centre for Cancer Care. The Sir Bobby Robson Foundation was able to help fund that to the tune of £850,000. That's our record contribution so far. It's hugely exciting for cancer patients in the northeastern Cumbria. And we invited Steve along, or rather Lady Elsie invited Steve along today as a great supporter of the foundation to see what some of this hard work has helped fund.
This piece of kit, it's based in London and it's based here, with any place outside London to have it. I mean, that's amazing that we've got this equipment in the northeast helping to treat people.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. I think Sir Bobby would be very proud of that piece of kit. Just walking into that room, I literally took a step back seeing it. Obviously, I'd read in the email what it was going to be, but seeing it in action, it's incredible. And knowing Sir Bobby, he'd be fascinated by the detail of what it did and the quality of it. He'd be asking everyone what this did, what that did. And I think everyone involved in the foundation and the hospital here deserves a huge amount of credit for the hard work which they continue to do. And I think for everybody in the northeast and Cumbria to have these world-class facilities on our doorstep, I think is, it's wonderful for the people, everyone involved.
And we've actually just met one of the patients, Clive Sinton from Blyth, who's been treated for prostate cancer. I mean, he's talked very eloquently about the equipment and about the kind of family atmosphere around the place, but it sort of brings it home, doesn't it, to actually meet the people who are getting the treatment here.
Yeah, to see him, I mean, he came in, he's had his treatment, and then he's hung around to help out this evening as well. But just listening to the doctors and anything that's going to increase the accuracy and shorten the treatment time is obviously of massive benefit, because sadly cancer does touch too many families, and we're very privileged now in the northeast to have these wonderful facilities, and it's a real benefit for everyone concerned.
And Liz, can you sort of give us a little update on where we are with the charity, how much money has been raised? I mean, we should never, ever forget that this kind of facility has been paid for by other people's generosity. And, of course, whilst it's fabulous to have this equipment, we also need money, people to continue to raise money.
Absolutely. We're very lucky, as you say, that we've received tremendous support since we launched the charity, or rather Sir Bobby and Lady Elsie launched the charity in 2008. We had a trustees meeting recently, and I'm pleased to say that the support hasn't waned one bit. We discussed at that meeting some very exciting plans for future funding in terms of cancer treatment and cancer technology in the northeast. And really, Sir Bobby used to say, cancer's not gone anywhere, and we're here for a reason. And that reason is to directly help cancer patients in the northeastern Cumbria, but also be part of that wider international picture into finding ultimately more effective ways to detect and treat this disease. Hopefully less people will have to go through what the pain of losing someone too young to cancer, and Sir Bobby, I'm sure, would be amazed at what we've been able to fund here today, and I hope everybody who's put some money into this charity shares the pride that certainly Lady Elsie feels today, seeing this bit of equipment in use.
And Steve, can't let you go without mentioning the football. It's Hull versus Newcastle, of course, this weekend. So your current team against your former team. John Carver has been announced as manager until the end of the season, head coach until the end of the season. What's your thoughts about that, and what's your thoughts about the game at the weekend?
Well, I don't like uncertainty in football, so I think everybody at Newcastle on the playing and coaching side will benefit from this period of uncertainty being put to an end. John obviously knows the club inside out, and as a fan, after Saturday, I hope he wins the last 15 games of the season, because as a whole player, we need a result. Sadly, we're in the bottom three at the minute. We're going into a decent run of fixtures, actually, which we've had a tough run, and we'll be looking to get a win we need on Saturday. And I always look forward to the Newcastle games. It would be great to play in it, I must be honest. But it'll be great to see some familiar faces, but hopefully on Saturday we send them home disappointed and they go on to win the last 15 games of the season.
Thank you very much.